Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
All right, it is Theater Thursday. Harry Duke is here. And we've got the folks from the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center. They're doing a festival, the New Work Festival of Injustice 2020. And there's about, what, 10 plays or so?
I think it's seven.
Seven. I can't count. It's the pandemic.
I understand.
Yeah. I'll let Harry introduce our guests.
All right, it's been a while since we have had the folks from the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center on the drive. Granted, it's been a long time since we've had anybody on the drive, but it's been a really long time since we've had the folks from Cloverdale. They, like other theater entities, are doing their best to figure out how to go on with the restrictions placed on us by the pandemic. So here to talk about how the CPAC, or Cloverdale Performing Arts Center, has been doing and what they've got coming up is Artistic Director Yave Guzman and co-producer of the festival, Alessandra Ziviani. Welcome to The Drive.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Harry. Thanks for having us today.
Our pleasure. So this really seems interesting. It's basically one, two, three, four. Oh, I can count.
Mm-hmm.
Four nights in a row, and then it picks up again on the 18th. So I'll let Harry take it because...
okay, Steve.
I'm clueless about things like this.
Harry's the theater guy.
So, Yave, tell us about how Cloverdale is dealing with the pandemic, the Performing Arts Center. You've been doing some different things, quite different than what most theater companies have tried. So give us a sense of what you guys have been doing to keep the theater running.
Yeah, so, we've been closed since March 11th, so that's about 6 months and a few days. So it's been really tough for us, as it's been tough for all theater companies in the area. So the first month, it was kind of crazy. We were all stressed. We didn't know what to do. And then as we kind of got used to the new normal, so to speak, two directors, they kind of reached out to us, and they're like, well, you know what? Everybody's closed, but I think it's very important for the theater to keep content alive. I mean, anything, pictures of past shows, I mean, whatever you got, you got to dig through things and let people know that you're still alive, you're still doing something to keep the hope alive that we're going to reopen soon. And so little by little, we started creating little events just to keep content going. I mean, we're closed, we're doing these shows, but we created three distinct activities to kind of keep content going. Every Monday for the past 4 months, we've been having makeup tutorials with one of our resident directors, Sandy Ziviani. She's the one that's been posting those up every Monday. And every Wednesday, we've been having a Dead Poets Society. And that was kind of brought on board by one of our resident directors, Amy Lovato. She's like, hey, why don't we just create this? So, and it kind of picked up steam as they went along. And more actors, directors, community members started submitting their poems. And every week, it was a little different theme. And then every Friday, we went on a little hashtag mode, bringing hashtag Fun Fridays, hashtag Flashback Fridays, and started posting photos of our previous shows and events and concerts, just to keep our audience members know that it's been hard for us, but we're still hopeful that we're going to open soon, hopefully, and then we're gonna bring events to do. We've produced five plays for 3 weeks in the past years, and 25 to 35 concerts and community events. So it's been really tough to go to almost absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
The past 6 months. I mean, myself and all the three other staff members were on leave. We literally shut doors down, nothing going on. But now we're creating more online content. And
that's what you've got coming up in September, right?
Exactly. That's what we got coming up in September. So in our talks, I want to say in mid-May, early July, we were pitching ideas of what to do. And we came up with maybe radio plays, maybe, play readings, filming workshops, any kind of thing. And we're like, well, why don't we just do a new work festival related to what's going on? And then as the weeks went by, the BLM, Black Lives Matter movement, came out, you know, started going strong because of all the tragedies happening, you know, the shootings. So we thought, well, what perfect time? Let's bring the voices of the community members. Let's open our doors, let them invite them, you know, into our space, so to speak, and let them write stories that are pertinent to what's happening in the current society right now.
And there's seven different plays happening. You got a total on the number of actors involved?
Yeah. We have a great diverse cast of actors, seven actors, and we specifically kept it with shelter in place in mind. Obviously, we can't just go out and start getting together with actors. So we told each director, you know, each playwright, you have to write a small cast, you know, one to four actors minimum. And so in doing that, we try to keep maybe casting actors that were already living together, actors within the same household, just so that, you know, we follow those shelter in place guidelines.
Now, as I understand it, the plays are almost all written by Sonoma County authors, correct?
Yes, they're all written by Sonoma County actors, and maybe Sandy could take it from here. She's kind of been involved more in the process and planning of this.
Okay, Sandy, you're co-producing the festival, so tell me...
Wait a minute.
Oh, yep.
Alessandra Viviani.
Yeah. Yes.
Now that is a cool name.
That's very Italian.
Yes, Steve has a thing for names that end with vowels.
Yeah, my real name's... My real name's Vicario, so...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So, Sandy, first tell us about how you got the plays. How did you go after them? How did you find them? How did you select them?
Sure, yeah. So Amy and I, Amy Lovato is actually a big part of this as well. She is our stage manager for the New Works Festival. And she has a lot of contacts along with Eula Vega. And she's actually an advisor on our New Works Festival. She's worked on a lot of New Works Festivals as well. So between the three of us, we kind of, you know, we were just brainstorming, reaching out to people, reaching out to contacts that we have throughout the years, which included the playwrights. And so most of the playwrights are from the Sonoma County area. We have one playwright from the East Bay. But it's been really great, you know, to have such a, like, swath of people to choose from and be able to, you know, really in kind of real time get the perceptions of, you know, people in our community about what is actually happening around us.
So what did you task them with? What did you give them as an assignment or as an outline as to what they could write?
Sure. Well, we didn't limit it at all. We just said, you know, since this has been all brought out for everybody, you know, the spotlight of this injustice throughout communities, we just said, go with it. Go with any kind of injustice you want to talk about, anything that hits home for you, something that you've experienced, something that you've witnessed, anything like that. And we just kind of gave the playwrights, you know, complete free rein to just talk about basically the word injustice and be creative from there. And it's really great that the kind of mixture of topics that the festival touches on.
So give us a sense of what those topics would be. What are these various plays about?
Abortion, LGBTQ rights, obviously Black Lives Matter rights. Also, immigration.
We have an immigration.
There's a wonderful immigration
show.
Yeah, immigration. There's a wonderful show that wasn't written as a monologue, but it's got a lot of actors in it. It's almost got, I think it's 12 different actors, including a bunch of very cute little children. And it's about a woman's journey into this country fleeing from oppression. So, you know, it's been really exciting to see, you know, what people come up with and what's important. Like getting a pulse of the community a little bit.
So let's talk about how you're going to present these, because these are obviously not going to be live stage productions. People are not going to be filing into the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center to see them. How will people attend, if you will, for lack of a better word, these plays?
So since this is our kind of our first go-around of trying to, you know, do a whole different platform, you know, online, we've made it available for everybody based on the dates. We're going to, they're pre-recorded, but they're going to live stream on Facebook on those dates. So Thursday through Sunday, the first weekend, and then Friday through Sunday. But the aspect that we're adding to it is we're actually having a live host that we're going to be doing a talk back after every performance. So the performance will actually be taped, but it's going to be projected as if live on Facebook with a host, which is going to be Jude Gibson, who's she's an actress up in Cloverdale. And she's going to be kind of hosting the questions, the talkbacks, and it's going to be with the playwright, the director, and the cast members. So we'll be answering questions in real time after the show.
So folks who want to watch this go-round need to be on Facebook, and they probably need to go to the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center Facebook page in order to see the show.
Yes.
And it starts September 10th. And you guys are lucky that you're starting September 10th and not this weekend, because it's going to be 200 degrees up in Cloverdale.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's pretty hot up here.
Oh, it does get warm up in Cloverdale, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be 110, I think, or something like that.
A balmy 110.
Only, exactly.
Okay, so folks can get a schedule of the performances with the specific dates and times by going to the website for the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center, which is cloverdaleperformingarts.com, or they can go to your Facebook page. They can just search for the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center on Facebook.
Yeah, they can follow us on Facebook if they want.
They can follow you on Facebook if they want. You're adhering to like a theater-like schedule. You're having evening performances of most shows, but matinee performances of other shows.
Yes.
And you're allowed to donate during these productions, and I understand that a portion of the proceeds are planning to be donated, correct?
Yeah, you know, when we were coming up with this idea, we really needed to make it, we wanted, the whole reason behind it is because we were also feeling so kind of helpless in these times of how do we contribute. So part of the Injustice Festival, you know, the donations are going to be going to the ACLU of Northern California. Along with that, we are, with the certain plays, we are raising awareness for other charities as well, including Parenthood, LGBTQ-focused charities. You know, there's links that are going to be on the actual day of performance. But we just felt like we really needed to give back also, because it's important, it's, you know, for the community.
All right, terrific. We've been talking about the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center's New Work Festival of Injustice. It opens, if you will, on September 10th and runs through September 20th. All the information you're going to need to find out about it can be found on either the CloverdalePerformingArtsCenter.com website or on the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center Facebook page. Thank you, Yave. Thank you, Sandy, for joining us this afternoon. Good luck with the festival.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, Harry. Thanks, Steve.
Okay,
thanks,
take care. All right. What's the deal again? We don't have time. I'll ask you off air.
If you don't nap during the segment, you would probably know what I'm talking about, Steve.
Well, I can't nap the rest of the time. We have all this heavy stuff coming up. All right. Maybe I'll catch a few winks during the break. We'll be back on KSRO with Mike Madrid.